Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. And today is question 7. What equipment do I need? There's no doubt about it. Secondary school is a place where you need to get organized. It will be a step up, and you will be responsible for your things, which can pretty much determine how your day pans out. With more variety than primary school, you will need to arrive at lessons with the right tools to succeed. This is first base in you achieving your best. Listen to what it felt like for Grace.
I think the most challenging thing has been trying to be organised all the time. For me, having the right equipment means packing my bag with the right books and knowing what lessons are coming up tomorrow and making sure the grown-ups know my timetable too.
There are some good tips in there. Perhaps having a timetable stuck where everybody can check it and packing your bag in good time. Just imagine, if it's a bad hair day, your pet is poorly or it snows, you will want to relax knowing at least you are set up for the day's learning. And Gavin agrees.
It's a good idea to make sure your bag is packed and you know what you're doing the next day before you go to bed so you don't have any last minute panics. This is particularly important if you have a lesson like PE, which you may need different types of kit on different days, or lessons where you may have to bring things like cooking ingredients, fabrics, pictures, and so on.
Gavin is right. Joining the big pond involves a serious kit list of pens, pencils, ruler, pencil case, PE kit, PE bag, water bottle, calculator, and that's on top of those new uniform expectations. There may be things you have never needed before too, like a bus pass, a uniform card, a library card, a locker key, all sorts of tiny equipment pieces that are really easy to lose if you don't get into good habits and delegate blazer pockets to certain items. You might need to plan this during a quiet evening. But there are other good ways to cope with the demands of new equipment. Perhaps write yourself a daily checklist, at least until you get into the routine of your new timetable. Or under every subject of your week, write down the main things you need to remember. There might be some nights where you do things outside of school, so on those days, you will be too tired to think about it when you get home. So save your brain and have everything written down. Then all you need to do is read down the list and tick things off. Perfect. The bits of equipment that might catch you out are the ones you don't always need, and then suddenly they become really important. A certain type of flashy calculator for maths, a protractor for geometry, or a compass that isn't loose at the hinge so your circles don't have those wobbly lines. Whatever it is, try to see it coming and think ahead. Pack the night before. It will help you to sleep well too. Now, before we wrap up session 7 today, remember each episode has a takeaway task. And today's job is to have one area in your house or your bedroom where you keep all your equipment, perhaps in a drawer or under a desk. I know it's easy just to dump it down when you walk in the front door, but if it's all in one place, it will save you lots of time packing your bag and getting that tricky homework done when you need to bring in a photo of a long-lost relative, but the grown-ups keep telling you to keep it flat and very safe. Finally, what does the Bible say about being prepared and using equipment? Well, when Jesus had risen and was preparing a beachside barbecue for 7 of his followers, they had all been out fishing but didn't catch very much. So Jesus instructed them, "Throw your net into the water on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did this. They caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. They needed a bit of guidance, but at least they had their nets with them. Otherwise, there would be no breakfast. You have similar power with your tools. I wonder what encouragement could come from your pen if you followed Jesus at school. So until next time, remember to have the right equipment with you, because you never know what you might achieve, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching the Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening. Please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.